Going to continue the hour with this month's round of Positively Mebbin. Every month we are joined in the studio by Kelly Hunter, the Public Information Officer for the City of Mebbin. She is here again today. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Excited for the spring. You know, there's lots of activities and events coming up, so it's a fun time to be in Mebbin.
Mebbin is a positively charming city, and you can find out more information online on their website, which is positivelymebbin.com. So I know we got a lot to talk about. Let's start by talking about the social district, which
yes.
is proposed but not official yet, right?
Correct. Yep. So on Monday night, April 8th, it was presented to the city council by our Downtown Mebbin Development Corporation, who is actually transitioning over to being called Mebbin Main Street. Mm-hmm. And the presentation was given by their executive director, Barbara Holleran. So this is a really exciting initiative. There are over 55 municipalities in the state of North Carolina that currently have a social district. So we would be in the likes of joining them.
And this is, you can get a drink to go and take it around the social district area, right?
Yep. Yes. So a social district technically is defined as the area in which a person who is of legal drinking age may responsibly consume alcoholic beverages, both indoor or outdoor, sold by an ABC permittee located within the designated social districts. So the requirements for the social district are going to include only beverages sold by store or businesses or storefronts that have ABC permits. And it's for on-site consumption within the district that is outlined. There's going to be a clear boundary. They have to be consumed within the boundary. You cannot consume beverages produced from anywhere outside of the social district. So no drinks brought from home. That
no
does not
BYOB,
count.
None
no,
of that.
Unfortunately yep. not. Although we understand saving money, but not here.
Not in this particular case.
Yes.
So it's such a, like, I'm not trying to put my finger on the scale and influence the Mebbin City Council, but it's a really cool idea. And I was just in downtown Mebbin for a friend's birthday party, and like that space downtown would be really, I mean, there's so many great places there. So
yeah.
just the opportunity to go and walk around and experience like all of what downtown has to offer is a really cool idea.
Yeah, no. So you and I have the same thought process. Instead of a lot of downtown businesses and restaurants, they were super excited about it. The beverages that you can purchase within the social district have to be consumed within the boundaries and hours. So right now they proposed a social district that would be from Thursday to Sunday from 11 o'clock a.m. to 10 o'clock p.m. So that would include your people who like to go do brunch. You'd be able to have a beverage and walk around with it during brunch hours. The proposed social district boundaries currently are going to be Center Street, all Clay Street, stopping at 212 Seasonal Kitchen and Bar. So right before you get to Napa Auto Parts is yep. where it would end. And then it's also going to be on North 3rd Street. And it's going to go just past the Go Girl Shop Center because they have a nice big parking lot
yep.
that they're about to utilize for the Dogwood Festival to do their beer garden there.
Nice.
So that's exciting. And then it's going to go down Center Street all the way to Bright Penny Brewing. So you'll be able to leave Bright Penny Brewing and walk down along Center Street and come back up to our downtown.
Awesome.
And that will be included in the district boundaries, but it's going to end right past the brewery. So you won't be able to keep going down that street after
right,
that.
Right.
But yeah, so it's super exciting. It's going to add some of the pros for getting it is it's going to add vibrancy and vitality to our downtown. It'll enhance our downtown events, such as the upcoming Dogwood Festival or even the Mebbin Christmas Parade. It's going to be an economic spark for small business, and it's going to assist in spurring revitalization efforts by making downtown more attractive to new business opportunities and restaurants. And it's going to create an instant entertainment destination.
For sure, yeah. Speaking again with Kelly Hunter, Public Information Officer for the City of Mebbin, Positively Mebbin monthly installment this week. And you mentioned the Dogwood Festival, so let's talk about that. That's coming up right around the corner, right?
Yes, so
that's
Dogwood
is super exciting.
Super exciting. So it's 3 weeks away. It's going to be Friday, April 26th, and Saturday, April 27th.
2 weeks away. It's getting closer and closer.
Oh my goodness. April is flying
it's
by.
It's tomorrow.
Yeah. Plot twist. So this is hosted by the Mebbin Business Association. Friday is going to start off with a golf tournament at 9 a.m. at Mill Creek Golf Course. Unfortunately, you can no longer sign up. All the team spots are full. However, they are still accepting sponsors. So if you want to sponsor a hole, go ahead and reach out to the Mebbin Business Association or check out their website. Followed by the golf tournament, there is going to be a 5K race in downtown Mebbin at 6:35 p.m. You can then join us for our main stage headliner of the Mason Lovett Band from 6 p.m. until 10 o'clock at night. There'll be carnival rides, a movie showing for the kids, food vendors available for the entire family from 6 to 10. The movie showing on Friday night is going to be the Super Mario Brothers.
It's the new Super Mario Brothers,
right? Yes, the new Super Mario Brothers movie.
Bringing Bob Hoskins in from 1990, whatever. Okay, good. The good one.
No, this is the new one with the updated graphics and animation. Super cool. They're going to be bringing out a arcade trailer to coincide with the movie.
Nice.
So from 7 until whenever the movie ends, you'll be able to go in there and play all the different arcade games, which is a super unique and cool idea.
Love it.
I might be in there. You might be able to catch me inside playing. So that's going to take place on Friday night. And then on Saturday, starting at 10 a.m., the festival is going to have food, arts, carnival ride, craft vendors. There's going to be the annual car show where you're going to be allowed to vote for the most vintage car, the most unique, the best colored car. You name it, they probably have an award for it. Then there's going to be a beer garden, multiple stages offering a variety of entertainment from music to musical performances, dances. And so on Saturday, it's going to go from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. and lots of fun stuff happening. It is going to be packed. So we recommend if you plan on coming with other people, please carpool. Parking spaces will be limited and they will be towing if you park in any of the storefront parking spaces or restaurant spaces. So please be mindful of that and be mindful of others when you're finding a parking spot.
And again, that's coming up in just a couple of weeks. Speaking with Kelly Hunter, PositivelyMebane.com, the website for more information on the city of Mebane, including everything we're talking about and a whole lot more. What else is going on that folks should know about?
Oh, goodness. So for our downtown businesses, storefront owners, or anybody like that, the Mebane City Council adopted a downtown exterior improvements grant program back in 2021 of November. And the DEIG program, again, Downtown Exterior Improvements Grant Program, has allocated $50,000 for this current fiscal year to reimburse an individual up to 50% of qualifying expenses for exterior improvements to a downtown property. So to qualify for the grant program, you must perform work in one of four categories. That's either going to be facade improvements, outdoor seating, exterior artwork, or preservation of historic architecture and buildings. All work has to be completed and inspected for a grant reimbursement of up to $10,000 per property on a first-come, first-served basis. You must receive at least two quotes and be within the downtown vision plan to qualify.
So you have to have done it and then get the grant. Is
No. So eventually, yes, but you apply for the grant after receiving the quotes and they'll tell you if you're going to get how much you're going to get back
and all that.
And if you qualify or you're in the category for
then
that.
Okay, yes.
The city just received an application for the Go Girl Shop located at 200 North 3rd Street to install three outdoor receptacles and electric boxes for outdoor seating and other outside events. They requested $2,476 and the council just voted to award them that money. So that is half of what they paid for that total for the work.
Nice.
And this request follows last month's request from Big Oak Restoration. They also received a slight amount of money for their work to repair the brick and mortar in their windows. And the program still has approximately $43,000 left in the budget for this year. So if you have any work that you would like done that you think is going to boost the economic vitality of your store or even the foot traffic, see if you apply for the grant program. There's still money in there for this year, so it doesn't hurt to try.
Great way to help businesses and make the city look better, too.
Yes,
right?
Most definitely, and preserve our historic history.
Other things going on? I know spring is here, so there's a ton of stuff happening.
Yes, most definitely. So one thing everybody is going to be super excited about is that the chlorine burnout is ending. So
the water's going to taste normal again.
Yes, no more crazy
smell. I
never
noticed the difference, to be honest. Like, I know some people, they're really sensitive to it, and others just don't even notice it at all. It's interesting.
Yeah, there's a decent amount of people who don't, but there's also a lot of people who do. So I think it kind of just depends, too, where you're located within the city. I feel like it's worse or better in certain areas.
Yeah.
But, you know, I agree with you. But people are going to be really happy to hear that. They are going to be switching back over from chlorine to chloramine, and it's the federal and state standard disinfectant for drinking water. This is starting to happen now, and all the other surrounding municipalities who are partaking, such as Swepsonville, Graham, Green Level, and Mebane, they're all doing it at the same time, so there won't be any discrepancies there. However, specialized industries such as medical facilities offering kidney dialysis, fish tanks, pond owners, and some businesses that use water in their production process should take precautions with the switchback to chloramines, as it may require adjustments to your current filtration and treatment systems. So be mindful of that. And again, if you have any questions, please contact the Graham Mebane Water Treatment Facility at 336-578-3264.
And then getting back to more springy things, Farmer's Market just started back up again.
Yes, last weekend was the first ever downtown Mebane Farmer's Market for the 2024 season. Mm-hmm. They are starting April 6th and running until November 16th. However, there will not be one on Saturday, April 27th, because the Dogwood Festival will be happening.
Yep.
So there will be no area to do a Farmer's Market. But it's super exciting. The market will run from 8:30 in the morning to 12 o'clock. It's going to feature anywhere from 15 to 30 vendors, all ranging from fresh meat, seafood, eggs, produce, flowers, arts and crafts, lots of different things. So please come out. And then there's going to be musical performances and food trucks.
Awesome. Speaking again with Kelly Hunter, positivelymebane.com, the website for more information on Mebane. Got to wrap up. What else should folks know about what's going on or coming up?
The spring litter sweep starts this Saturday. It's going to run from April 13th to the 27th. It is put on by the North Carolina Department of Transportation. It's part of their biannual statewide roadside litter removal initiative. If you're interested in partaking or helping out by cleaning up the roadways in North Carolina, please go to nc.gov/littersweep, and they will have more information on there about how to obtain gloves, cleaning supplies, you name it, they'll have it. So please help out and keep our roadways clean. And the last thing I want residents to know about is starting next Monday, the 15th, there is going to be an upcoming resurfacing operation with Ali William, Carmen, and King. They're going to mill, patch, and resurface various streets within Mebane. It's going to last for 2 weeks. The schedule is available online on our social media sites, such as Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, at City of Mebane. And the schedule is subject to change based on weather and production. So please be aware of workers, equipment, and trucks in the street, and drive slowly and carefully. And we appreciate your patience.
At City of Mebane on social media, positivelymebane.com is the website for more information from the Public Information Office. Mebane is a positively charming city, and you can find out more about it there. Kelly Hunter, as always, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.